أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى. In the previous ayat we read, may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had explained that Allah ta'ala will make everything easy for Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to reach his perfection and to reach his complete success. In that was that Allah ta'ala will make the Quran Sharif so strong in the heart of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he will never be able to forget the Quran Sharif. Also in that, the ma'rifat of Allah, recognition who Allah Ta'ala is, Allah will bless Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with that. Also the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in its perfection and completion. Also the enjoyment in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, that the coolness of my eyes is in salat. That is my great, great enjoyment is in namaz. And then also the islah of the ummah which Allah Ta'ala had granted Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with. And also good governance, how to run a country in every aspect. And that also was perfectly taught by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also that Allah Ta'ala will remove all obstacles in his path. So now further Allah Tabaruka Ta'ala says, فَذَكِّرْ إِن نَفَعَتِ الذِّكْرَى. So to samjha de, agar faida kare samjhana. So you now bring this to the ummah also. What Allah has blessed you with, Allah has given it to you and in perfection and completion. Now give it to the rest of the people also. Remind other people of this also. So that the ummah can go from strength to strength and go stronger and stronger all the time. Of course, not only before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but in his beginning stages of his life, the Arabs were plagued with every type of every type of evil. They were right downtrodden. In every aspect, they were very, very low and at a very low ebb. But Allah tabaraka ta'ala, by the blessings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all the ni'mats that Allah Ta'ala had bestowed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah raised him to the very high pedestal. So Allah Ta'ala says now, this has to carry on till the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, you keep on reminding other people and you bring it to give this great treasure to the rest of the ummah, which also Nabi Kareem or Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did in his perfection. He produced men like Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the Ashray Mubashara, those Sahaba who took part in the battle of Badr, the Badriyin, and all the other great, great Sahaba that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had produced. So this is really what has to carry on in the ummah. If we will carry on with that mission of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then whatever difficulties can beset us, can overcome us, will be also overturned and we will overcome all those difficulties. But sadly, we don't follow in that way. Today we want to follow in a modern way, in a Western way, in a secular way. We're living our lives and we want to sort our problems also in that way. Whereas Allah Ta'ala has shown it in theory, in the Quran Sharif, in history, practically, in the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and whoever followed that life, that the solution to all your problems will be in that. Yeah, the ulama have a discussion, the mufassireen, that this to remind, yeah, Allah Ta'ala said, in nafa'ati dhikra, if that reminder will be beneficial for the person. And then in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for definitely the reminder is beneficial for the Muslim, for the believers. Other places, Allah Ta'ala has commanded us with Amr bil Ma'ruf وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, to command that what is right, not only to advise, to admonish, or not only to inform or to teach, but to command that what is right, and to prohibit, not only to say it is evil, but prohibit means to by force, by law, that you must prohibit it. So by the law of the Quran Sharif, that is when the Islamic government, the Khilafat is in place, then all evil has to be prohibited by force. And all the right must be commanded by force also. So there are various types of the efforts of deen. And every effort is required, and we have to see what the occasion is. For example, to teach the Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, that is to know deen. For that, in our terms today, in our setup, will be a Darul Uloom, for example, where deen is taught. And we can't expect or the any person from the street, a Muslim, can put him and teach deen. He has to first learn himself, and then he will be able to teach deen. Then on the other hand, we find those Muslims who are completely unmindful of deen. They've got no interest in deen. In fact, if you are going to speak about deen to them, they will be smoking and blow that smoke right in your face. They won't even want to give you time. There is that type also in the ummah. So we need people to work in that field also. There are those people, when you speak to them, they respond. For example, announcement is made, certain night after Maghrib, after Isha, there will be a bayan. There are many people who will sit down for the bayan. There are the people who won't notice that announcement also. And so those people who are sitting, they are responding. And then you speak to them and they accept. For example, in a tabligh program, bayan is made, encouragement is given to go out in the path of Allah. There are those people who will readily stand up and give their name. There are other people, so much you will encourage them. And in the Jamaat work, they have brothers who will encourage one another also. You also give your name. But a person just won't stand up. And others just with the first call and the person stands up. So in the ummah, there are people of different potential. And everyone has to be addressed. And for that, Allah has made various groups. Like the students who come and study, many of them, nobody encouraged them. They have come to study. We did not have to make a jamaat to go and bring them, make their tashkil. They have come on their own. So they have to be treated in a different way. They got talab. Then there are those people who have got absolutely no desire for deen. They don't have any idea, but they also have to be worked on. So the various types of effort that Allah Ta'ala has made, all those efforts are absolutely essential. It is not only that we work in a certain way, only Darul Uloom is enough. And more than the Darul Uloom, those people who are worried of the Islah, on their own they come for their, to the Khanqah. Then there are those people who are not worried for the Islah, they are not interested. They don't know what is even the word Islah. So they have to be treated differently. So there are different groups in the ummah, and Allah has made different groups to serve the ummah, and which has been prevalent all along, and which is prevalent today also. So we have to try, and from the ayat, this ayat where Allah has told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that benefit the ummah. So the ummah is of different types, and they have to be benefited in different ways also. So it is the duty of every one of us to see how we can benefit the ummah. In which way? An alim will benefit the ummah in a different way. For example, taraweeh, we have to make our taraweeh. If we don't make our taraweeh, it is a major sin on the whole community. But we can't just pick up anyone of the musallis and put him on the musalla and you make taraweeh. It has to be a hafiz, and he has to know his work. And the people have to be satisfied with him that they are prepared to make taraweeh behind him. And that is not the work of each and every one of us. That only certain people can do. We have Jummah namaz, which we have to perform. We can't just tell anyone to make the Jummah namaz. Everyone can't make it. To make the khutbah, to give the bayan, everyone can't make it. That what is required, that there are certain individuals who can do that. So every type of effort is required. The ummah is in different groups, and every group has to be served. And this is what Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded, that see to it, make such an effort that every group of the ummah will be served, and those people to serve every group, they must be also prepared. May Allah give us this understanding, and if we have that understanding, then inshallah we won't have all these problems and differences that we are having amongst us, and we will understand clearly that all this work must carry on. And there are many examples of this building of the house. We don't only need a plumber, we don't only need a bricklayer, we need all the different types, and we need the suppliers to supply the goods also. Then only a house can be built. For our health, our medication, that also we need different types of people. Education and police for foreign, everything we need different. Police, there are different types of police to see to different situations. Like that for our deen, we need all the different aspects. May Allah give us the proper understanding which was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he passed it on to the ummah. May Allah open our hands and hearts and minds to accept and to follow accordingly.